1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House has withdrawn Dave Weldon's nomination for CDC director. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
A White House official told us it was clear he didn't have the votes in the Senate. He was supposed to appear this morning at a hearing in front of the Senate Health Committee. And right before that, they canceled the hearing.
Weldon has questioned the safety of some vaccines. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are not enough votes for the House bill to avert a government shutdown this weekend. Here's Majority Leader John Thune.
You know, I'd like to suggest to the Democrat leader that if he has problems with the current situation, maybe, just maybe, he should have funded the government when he was in charge.
A Connecticut woman allegedly kept her 32-year-old son locked up in their home for more than two decades. Waterbury Police Chief Fred Spagnuolo.
When I read about it and talk to the investigators and overlook the interviews, it was worse than the conditions of a jail cell.
The man is only 68 pounds. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Election laws, abortion rights, and the role of public sector unions were among the hot-button topics the two candidates vying for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court argued over during Wednesday night's debate. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
And Circuit Court Judges Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel discussed a wide range of issues, from abortion rights, redistricting, the state's voter ID law, and the future of collective bargaining rights for public workers. The exchanges were sometimes heated. At one point, Schimmel said Crawford was lying about his past actions involving a case. Later, Crawford disputed one of Schimmel's allegations about her donors, saying he had a, quote, very active imagination. At stake in this election is the court's ideological balance, which currently leans towards the liberal majority. This is important as a number of impactful cases might be on the docket in the coming months. The two candidates will face off in the April 1st election.
And over 880 scientists at NOAA have been fired under the administration of President Donald Trump. And more than 200 people in the National Weather Service have also been let go. On top of that, another 500 people accepted an offer to resign early, helping ease the firings being held above their coworkers. Current employees say NOAA and the NWS were already understaffed and working long hours. And it's affecting us right here in Wisconsin. We have offices in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay. The NWS in Duluth and also Minneapolis service our Northwoods. And with severe weather right around the corner, they fear that forecasting tornadoes may become a problem, especially in an outbreak with multiple warnings happening at the same time. With the staffing shortages, offices nearby will help understaffed sites track tornadoes and issue warnings. But the disruption may result in delays. And we know time is precious in those situations, and with less eyes on it, means more risks for residents. Currently, the National Weather Service strives for a 13-minute lead time from the warning issued to the storm impacting your location. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a spring storm system that could bring thunderstorms, rain, and eventually some snow tomorrow night through Sunday. Today, though, partly cloudy. We'll get to 62, 41 tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Thursday, March 13th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, same as yesterday. And the average price of eggs, a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $6.24, also the same price as it was yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
We have a jam-packed show for you. Thursday is a really busy show. Yeah. Jim Santel now joining us for our weekly segment. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague from Amicus, a law review, is going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. The Trump administration was going after a law firm that represented clients apparently he didn't like.
Huh.
I didn't know that was legal.
I didn't know retaliation of personal enemies was part of the president's.
I thought it was we could speak out against the government, and that was part of our right as American citizens.
What do they call it? Oh, yeah, freedom.
A First Amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jim Santel will be joining us to talk about that and many other things. By the way, if you ever have a question for Jim, you can always send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. And I really encourage you to listen to his shows on Saturday across the network, 9 to 11, Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Next hour, Brittany Merlot will be here with a little weather and wine. We had some crazy weather coming over the next few days and through the weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah.
We get a little bit of everything.
Grand.
Yay. J.R. Radcliffe will be here, the Journal Sentinel sports guru, to talk all things sports. And we will wrap it up at the very end of the show around 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Keeping It Snappy edition.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So stick around for that. Did want to start off, though. Did you watch the Supreme Court debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel? 855-752-4842. Did you watch last night's Supreme Court debates? And curious if you did, what are your takeaways? I saw something this morning that just kind of jumped out at me. There's a far-right publication in Wisconsin weighing in on the debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel.
Hard-hitting news from them, talking about the big topics, the subject that really concern Wisconsin and all of our citizens. I know what you're talking about, Jane. Tell them what they were talking about.
This searing criticism from this publication this morning. Here it is. Did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she really didn't come across very warm or likable.
I'm not laughing at that, by the way. I'm laughing at you right now, Jane.
You know, she'd be so pretty if she only smiled, Greg. She'd be so, you know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled.
Oh, thank you.
No, not you.
Oh. Well.
That's pretty much to women. Yeah. You know, women should be smiley. And does it concern you that Susan Crawford didn't smile enough last night? Is that because I know when I look to a Supreme Court justice, I want to make sure they're smiley. That Absolutely. Is the first thing I look for when it comes to deciding important cases is, were they smiling when they heard these arguments?
Is she showing those pearly whites? She should like.
She doesn't look smiling.
Do I want to hang out with her and drink some wine and talk about sex?
855-752-4842. I assume Brad Schimmel was smiley enough
the whole time
for this publication.
No,
because
Jane.
I didn't see any criticism of him not smiling.
Man can't smile, Jane.
Oh, manly men don't smile?
Man serious. Man must make justice.
So that's okay.
Absolutely. In fact, if he smile, he might be lady or the gay.
Oh, we don't want that.
No.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to wonder if she didn't, at least in the mind of this organization, if she didn't do well. If that's the one thing they're taking away from last night is that she didn't smile enough. If that's your searing critique.
Yeah.
Of the debate last night between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, I get the feeling that you must feel she did pretty well.
I mean, the problem, not the problem, but what I've heard is that she did it. She was prepared. She spoke on the issues. Brad Schimmel did not. When asked if there was a case that he, like a case that his supporters don't like his ruling on, he's like, I can't remember a one like that. He can't remember things.
And no.
then afterwards, Judge Crawford stayed behind to talk to the press and answered questions on her campaign and on her record. Brad Schimmel left. He didn't do the same. He didn't want to be bothered by the press.
He didn't stay for questions?
He was too busy. He was too busy, like, just, you know, being justice man.
Interesting. He was
manly man. I don't know. I'm a man, some would argue. I just can't believe that. I mean, I know why they did this. They did this because they want to get the reaction. We're giving them what they want. We're not calling them out by name because we're not going to do that for them. But she didn't smile. She.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Stab me through the heart, man.
And when I wake up in the morning, there's a ton of things I think about before that. Like, I woke up realizing that was what you woke up realizing.
Well, they got to come up with something.
Yeah.
During the debates, one of the moderators on WISN, Jerron Jordan, asked, and this is a reasonable question, why should voters trust or believe either one of you when they claim to be impartial? Brad Schimmel says he doesn't control the money outside groups have pumped into the race. Crawford says she has never promised anything to donors. On the flip side, Brad Schimmel now, he's got big flyers out that say it.
Yep.
He will support the Trump agenda.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was part of the job of being a Supreme Court state justice.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that's new. That seems new to me.
Yeah. And right now, as it stands, when it comes to the money issue, Schimmel said that it's much more dangerous who is funding Judge Crawford.
But not him. Well, he's Elon's guy.
And Elon has spent nearly $3 million on his PACs for Brad Schimmel. You know, but old George Soros comes up. Oh, no.
Well, and we talked about this before the show, and we're both pretty straightforward about the fact that we don't think any of these rich people should be able to do this.
No. No.
Citizens United was a terrible decision, and we pay for it every single day.
Yes.
But in my estimation, because George Soros comes up all the time,
mm-hmm.
George Soros makes a donation, the Elines make a donation, they cancel each other out.
Essentially, yes.
Elon is his own animal. There is no Democratic equivalent of Elon Musk buying a Supreme Court seat in the Wisconsin State Court.
Yeah.
He's alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Schimmel is Elon's pick. Please don't take anything else away from this. Brad Schimmel is Elon's pick. Elon might have a case going before the Wisconsin Supreme Court involving his dealerships here in the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have something coming up before the highest court in the state, you want to make sure your guy's on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an investment.
And I don't, for one, I don't for a minute think when it comes to the topics, I don't believe, I mean, there are a ton of things for me that bother me about Brad Schimmel, and the money is just one of them. You know, I don't believe him when he says he's going to listen to the people when it comes to issues about abortion. I don't believe that for a second. I think he's nothing more than a Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, where they're saying, let the people decide, let the people have spoken. Well, no, you would be the person deciding this. You would be the person banging your gavel and stripping people of their rights fundamentally back to the 19th century.
Let's go back to the 1800s. Things were so good back then.
His words exactly. What is flawed in the 1849 abortion?
No, ban? There is nothing flawed.
There's, no, what is flawed?
Yeah, there are no flaws, yeah. According to Brad Schimmel. Yeah. 1849, you guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about last night's debate between Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford and Elon's guy, Brad Schimmel. Several times, Judge Crawford accused Schimmel of saying different things to broader audiences than to groups made up of his absolute supporters, yep. And he has.
Yep.
She called attention to reporting by the Washington Post. Schimmel said that Donald Trump was screwed over by the Supreme Court when it came to the 2020 election. Another reminder, Brian Hagedorn, a conservative, mm-hmm. is the only reason that we didn't toss out the results of that election. He sided with the liberal justices that it was a free and fair. They did two recounts.
And Robin Voss, who spent our money trying to look for flaws in the election, came out and said this was a free and fair and safe election. You go back to listen to when Brad Schimmel is talking to Upfront, when Brad Schimmel is talking to the local networks, he is cool, calm, collected, and very reasonable.
He seems moderate.
He seems level-headed. But you listen to him on those conservative shows, his real stripes come out, and those stripes match the stripes of people like Elon Musk, who is spending big money on him.
Big money.
And knows no matter what Brad Schimmel says. He says he's not for sale. He's not for sale because he is sold.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
Oh, Brad Schimmel sold. I just imagine that name tag from The Price is Right. It says Brad sold as is.
Wisconsin Examiner also reported that Brad Schimmel told a group of canvassers, again, small private groups, not the general public, not mm-hmm. his ads that are going out and airing everywhere.
Yeah.
He told a group of canvassers he would be a support network for Trump. That doesn't seem impartial to me.
That doesn't seem impartial. Not one bit.
I didn't think that was his job as a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
And you just made a perfect example, and examples can be made with Amy Coney Barrett and with John Roberts. Putting aside political beliefs and ideologies to go for what is important here, and that is justice, the right decision. You put aside your own biases to issue the correct response. And someone like Justice Hagedorn should be lauded for that, because it would have been easy for him to say, nope, we're done.
Yep, absolutely. Did you watch the debate last night? We'd love to hear your impressions. 855-752-4842. We will be right back. I'll work on my smiling. Got to be smiley. I don't want you to go home at the end of the show and say, oh, she just didn't smile enough. It wasn't a very good show. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Nevada Senate Bill 406 made it a felony to harass or intimidate election workers. In a federal appeals court March 7th, four right-wing activists claimed that the law is too vague and could allow them to be unfairly intimidated against participating in the election process. SB 406, signed by Republican Governor Joe Lombardo in May 2023, was unanimously passed in both houses of the legislature after threats to Nevada election workers following the 2020 and 2022 elections. Under the new law, individuals who intend to interfere with the conduct of an election or retaliate against election officials could face up to 4 years in prison. It also protects election workers from doxing, disseminating their personal information. The Reno Gazette Journal reports that the plaintiffs used a 2020 social media post by Attorney General Aaron Ford to demonstrate that the law was too vague and itself could be viewed as intimidation. Ford's post read in part, FYI, voter intimidation is illegal in Nevada. Believe me when I say it, you do it and you will be prosecuted, unquote. The case, dismissed in federal circuit court for lack of evidence, is backed by wealthy election denier and plaintiff Robert Beatles. Depending on the Ninth Circuit's decision, it could be challenged further in the U.S. Supreme Court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got basketball action tonight. Men's hoops, Wisconsin at Northwestern. The broadcast begins today at 12:30. You can listen on WLAK 107.5 and 1260 AM in Amory. WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, at Northwestern Men's Basketball today. The broadcast begins at 12:30. Right before the break, we were talking about last night's debate, only debate, before the election on April 1st. We are, what, 2.5 weeks away?
Two and a half weeks away.
Did you watch the debate last night? I'd love to hear your impressions. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As we pointed out at the beginning of the show, there is a right-wing publication in Wisconsin on Twitter this morning. Their big takeaway: did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she didn't come across very warm or likable. As a woman, there is nothing I love hearing more than, you should smile more. You know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled.
People would like you more if you smiled.
Yeah, you'd be so much more effective as a justice if you just smiled a little bit.
I'm pretty sure that John Jay, who was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, one of the things they've said about him is brilliant mind, dedicated to justice, great teeth.
Great.
Saw him all the time.
Nice pearlies.
Nothing but pearly whites all the time, because that man was a smiling machine.
Well, and that's the most important thing.
Of course.
When you're considering, you know, someone going on Wisconsin Supreme Court, they better have a nice smile.
All my surgeons who ever worked on this body right here, this face.
Yeah.
Smilers.
Smiling. 855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What was your takeaway from last night's debate?
Well, first of all, I'm smiling. Second of all, as far as the debate, we could say this emphatically. Shifty Schimmel wasn't smiling.
No.
I just noticed that, too. But here's what's really interesting about last night. This is really going to be a barometer, thermometer, whatever you want to call it. Has America, has Wisconsin had enough of Trump? Because if they have, she will win. If they want more beatings want the beatings to continue, Schimmel will win. I really think this is going to be more interesting than Trump even winning the presidency, because the implication for that Wisconsin's going to send throughout the country is either going to be very positive or very negative.
That's a great point, Bill. It's a really important race. Good heavens. There's an article about Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin, the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Oh, Wall Street
Journal. Wall Street Journal, Mother Jones. I mean, we have a lot of eyes on Wisconsin, as we always do, but this is a big race, and you're right. It's kind of a referendum.
It's a commentary on the Musk-Trump agenda so far as in the first quarter of, before the first 100 days, I believe, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're seeing all sorts of stuff come out of the White House about just people not getting along. And I mean, the stock market is, I mean, the Treasury Secretary said, oh, this isn't a big deal.
It's fine.
3 weeks of tumbling stocks.
It's all good.
And I mean, do you want that kind of uncertainty coming to any sort of elected positions here in Wisconsin? Do you want that kind of uncertainty on the Wisconsin Supreme Court bench? Do you want a guy who has said his job is to uphold the Trump agenda?
To support the Trump administration. Brad Schimmel has said that out loud.
Yeah.
While not smiling.
When Justice Janet was elected, she was elected handily. A huge 12-point win. I cannot believe for one moment that every single person who voted for Justice Janet was a Democrat. Or
I agree
an independent.
With you. I agree with you.
I think there were Republicans in there who were saying, nope, this is a bridge too far. This is a seat too important. We need to make sure that we as Wisconsin are protected with good minds making up good decisions for us. And I think the same can be said for Judge Susan, is that we will have a mind at work here doing the good work for the people versus Brad Schimmel, who is bought and sold.
We talked about this yesterday. Is that the role of a judge? Justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support the presidential administration?
Jane, you know it'd be amazing if we had someone who was coming up soon on the show where we could ask that question
Like an actual lawyer?
Like a lawyer. But not just a lawyer. A lawyer who used to work for the U.S. government.
If only we knew some. Oh, wait, we do.
We do.
We do. We are lawyer adjacent. Yes. Jim Santel, who is a lawyer.
A darn good one, too.
He's a darn good attorney. He's going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. Give us a little perspective on that. I don't know. We'll have to ask about I would like to get his opinion on smiling and how important that is when, arguing cases in front of a court. Well, I'm sure it's really important.
That's an L1, the first year of law school.
Smiling?
Smiling, yeah.
There's a whole chapter on that.
There's torts and smiling. And you better learn. You better bring that smile.
You can practice.
I just wish we had a little ting. You are loving whatever's coming over the text line.
There's only so much time, and we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for everyone weighing in. We can't share everything that comes across, unfortunately, all
some
the time.
Of it
some
ain't.
It's not. Some of it's not appropriate. We have news coming up next, and then we will come back with the always appropriate Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Civic Media Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. So stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Very Smiley Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back.
Gave you style and gave you grace, and put a smile upon your face.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. If you want to attend the NFL Draft in April, you may want to get your tickets right now. Some enhanced experience packages are already selling out. Lisa Hale reports.
The NFL Draft 2025, coming to Green Bay in April, is free to attend, but people wanting to enhance their experience can purchase ticket packages that include special reserved seating, special access, and even refreshments, private bathrooms, and gifts. Ticketed packages that involve all 3 days of the draft, an elite package including transportation, and day two packages have all sold out. There are still tickets available for opening day and day three. NFL fans who wish to attend for free can do so using the NFL's OnePass app.
We now know how a snowy owl that was found in New Glarus died. Early last month, a DNR conservation warden collected the bird and submitted it to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison for diagnostic testing. The results? Intestinal worms, which is common in birds of prey. They also tested it for the bird flu, which came back negative. The owl's location drew in dozens of visitors, and the DNR worried it might hurt their health. Despite no indication that human disturbance was involved in the owl's death, this case highlights that looks can be deceiving. For most of the bird's stay, the owl seemed to be doing just fine, with many stories of it being active and catching prey, and it did not appear to be starving. Yet, it was, for at least the final stages of its life, trying to conserve its limited energy. Survival for wild animals is a challenge. Disease, predators, injury, weather, unfamiliar territory, and inexperience are all natural factors that can lead to death. And a total lunar eclipse is happening tonight, at midnight to around 3 a.m. This is when the moon will pass through the Earth's shadow, painting it a red hue, which is why it's called the Blood Moon. And this hasn't happened since November of 2022, and it won't happen again until March 3rd of next year. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Very spring-like today, with mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures rising to the low 60s. But clouds start building in and chances for showers and storms spark up in the morning. During the day, highs will hit 70 degrees, winds will be whipping, and strong to severe storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Good
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He joins us now every Thursday at this time, our friend and colleague. He has a great show Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the network called Amicus, a law review, former U.S. attorney, and an acting attorney. Jim Santel is here. Good morning. And you're smiling, Jim. It's so important. I only go to lawyers who smile.
Absolutely. That is the principal credential that all of your listeners should look at. If they're smiling at you, even though you're there plainly to address some issue of challenge, maybe even great tragedy, let's be sure that we're smiling. And again, the commentary on this shifts what we should be talking about, as you and Greg have just noted.
Well, we're going to get into that. But the reason we're referencing this, and I'm having probably way too much fun with this, there is a far-right publication on social media this morning. Their big takeaway from last night's debate between Judge Susan Crawford and Elon's pick, Brad Schimmel, and I quote, "Did Susan Crawford crack a single smile during the debate? I woke up realizing anew that she didn't come across very warm or likable." I tell you, Jim, I love it when some stranger tells me, you know, you'd be really pretty if you smiled more. That's just, it's so life-affirming.
Right. And in addition to being misogynist, sexist, discriminatory, all those other things, it's good to know that that's where the campaign is. Also note in the category of footnotes to this that the Crawford campaign about a week or so ago did file a complaint indicating that the Schimmel campaign, in the course of a video, a televised ad, actually altered her smiling face to make it look like a frown. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, here's the quote from the campaign, the Schimmel campaign, saying, They acknowledged they did this.
Oh,
they
After they got caught.
Right. But they said it would be disrespectful to the victim. This was about a case that Judge Crawford handled, who had already been traumatized by the mistake that led to the release, to show Crawford smiling when she should be feeling ashamed. Wow. High marks for gymnastics and trying to explain you're being caught. And it's so very sad.
It really is.
Tragic.
It really is. This is deadly serious. It genuinely is. And whoever gets on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to rule on things that affect our daily lives here in Wisconsin. I'm curious, Jim, Brad Schimmel very proudly now out with these great big mailers that must have cost a lot of money. Thank goodness he's got Elon backing him. That essentially says, I am here to support the Trump agenda. Put me on the Wisconsin Supreme Court so I can enact the Trump agenda. I didn't think judges were supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to do that. And let's start with your good point, Jane, which is, even though we moved far beyond this, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan election. There was a time in our lifetimes, the time in Greg's lifetime, maybe not in Calvin's, but in virtually everyone else's lifetime, when these things, these kinds of things, these political statements and promotions would get you in big trouble, and they don't anymore. As for these flyers that, yes, are showing up on my door on a regular basis, in addition to the notion that we do not, even in this time of partisan politics for a Supreme Court race, we cannot be promoting any candidacy based upon overtly political agendas. And aside from that, take a look at this one. Again, I've spoken about this in the past. President Trump is winning for our country. Vote for Brad Schimmel, and therefore you will be promoting advancing the Trump agenda. Now, Judge Schimmel, former Attorney General Schimmel, you know better than this. You know that that's not only wrong in terms of basic what you do, but it's wrong in terms of civics. Look at what he's telling people, relying upon presumably their lack of information, that he will secure borders, he'll make safer cities, and ensure sensible spending. None of those things, except in the most tangential way, is ever on the docket of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this is what's so upsetting, Jane and Greg, and that is that in addition to, again, it's partisan, but it's also telling the voter from Brad Schimmel, I think you're stupid. I think that I can rely upon the fact that you do not know what the Supreme Court does, and therefore I'm simply going to appeal to your kind of very visceral sense that yes, he can be there promoting Donald Trump on the bench in Madison. It is civics 101 that he's wrong, and it's cynical and should in and of itself be disqualifying for his candidacy.
Jim, and just briefly, I'm curious, what kinds of cases come up before a state Supreme Court?
Absolutely. Again, this is the point. The great majority of them, we know about some of the big ones, right? Voting issues recently, all kinds of things. Those are a very small percentage of what the Wisconsin Supreme Court does. Not at all to indicate that the docket is boring. That's not the message here. But an awful lot of things related to contracts and business and real estate and the interpretation of laws that, frankly, most people don't need to know about. Yes, there are also cases involving matters coming up from the lower courts, plainly, the circuit courts, the appeals courts, family law, children's matters, criminal cases every so often come up. We do not hear about the great majority of them because they're addressing some specific legal issues that are not at all partisan in nature. They're not at all political. There are still disagreements. But again, the great majority of the cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, even the lower courts, are just not political. And let me assure you, regardless of whatever side of the political aisle you may be on, they're not addressing things like securing the border, the southern border. That's a federal issue in the Constitution. Safer cities, those are things for village presidents and municipal mayors, those
right.
kinds of things.
Right.
Spending, that's legislature, that's a county executive and a county board. The Supreme Court just doesn't do those things.
One thing, though, if I understand correctly, one thing that can come up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court are issues related to, say, business. And
yes,
if
absolutely.
Someone has a particular business that wants a particular license that they're unable to get for whatever reason, you would take something like that and work its way up to the state Supreme Court. Say if I had, I don't know, like a car dealership or something.
Right. Exactly. And all kinds of things like that come up through the administrative process. You can appeal from the administrative process into our courts, could get up to the Supreme Court. And it is a reflection of the kinds of nuts and bolts things that a Supreme Court, even the lower courts, do on a regular basis. Licensing issues, permitting issues, as I said before, real estate, property, sometimes divorce issues, things that are very much, again, I think most of your listeners do find these things interesting because they are intellectually engaged, but they don't make the headlines because they're not of the partisan nature that sometimes animates those headlines.
One of the things we heard in the past year and a half was, especially when it came to the review of the legislative maps, was that Justice Janet needs to recuse herself immediately. She needs to recuse herself immediately. She said they were rigged, so therefore she needs to recuse herself. Well, based on all of these statements coming out of Brad Schimmel's past, whether it's abortion, whether it's voting, whether it's, he would have to recuse himself for almost any big cases coming through because he has made he has given his personal decision on what he believes should happen with these cases, whether it's abortion, whether it's maps. He has said, I don't see January 6th coming up in front of them, but like he's given his opinion on January 6th. He's given his opinion on the 2020 election. So it almost seems like he's made himself, if by their standards who are yelling at Justice Janet, he should be recusing himself on almost a weekly basis then.
Absolutely. And you list some of those things, Greg, that are out there. Plainly, we should all be moaning the fact that somehow this is now just a part of our regular practice. It wasn't that way. I'm looking once again at one of the flyers, and he is talking about believing Wisconsin voters should determine abortion. Again, you know, that is a written statement of his. We can, and here's what he can do. And this is the reason why it's so sad that we've got these flyers and these advertisements out there. How about some promotion that say, I am a judge who will interpret the law according to the legislative intent. I am a judge who will ensure that due process is afforded every single litigant in our Wisconsin system. I am a judge, I'm a justice who will ensure that when it comes to interpreting the Constitution, I will apply contemporary standards, but also be respectful to history. All those kinds of things. There's a huge number of things you can, in fact, advocate about and describe yourself as instead of all of this political pablum. And that's the problem.
I think the reason why the reason why Canada can't say that is because I believe that voters nowadays don't want to read that. They want to read, my biases will be confirmed. The things I like will be here. And the things I don't like will be gone. I don't want someone who's going to think. I want someone who will do. Doing is better than thinking.
If you're just joining us, Jim Santel is our guest, former U.S. attorney, currently an acting attorney, and host of Amicus, a law review Saturdays across the network from 9 until 11, talking about last night's debate between Judge Susan Crawford and Elon's pick, Brad Schimmel, also last night. And Brad Schimmel has said this repeatedly, that he thinks that voters should decide the abortion issue. Should this man not be aware that we don't decide things like that in Wisconsin? There is no vehicle for state voters to do that. We don't have the referendum system in order to do that, right?
We do not. And perhaps he's thinking about other states who do, in fact. We've seen that around the country. Wisconsin is not one of them. How does that come about? That was, a procedural decision a long time ago that we do not have that mechanism. It is a concern, once again, that somehow Judge Schimmel is so cynical that he believes that just by saying that, he will therefore prompt people to think, in fact, that's what he will accomplish, when in fact, not only can't he do that, he doesn't have the authority to do it.
And that's
is cynicism unbound.
And that's one of the things that, you know, he's playing on people's possible ignorance of the process, too, because he might say, let's let the people decide. That sounds great. And then, we don't get to decide. He said, judge said we get to decide what happened. And that's another problem, too, because then you have to do a process story and you have to educate people on how the things happen. And then it's like, are you even listening to us at this point?
It becomes very, very wonky, which I think we like wonky, right? Wonky is intellectual. Wonky is in the weeds. Wonky is understanding what's going on. And sometimes it does require more than just a flyer that has our current president's face on the top of it, saying that you will indeed get Donald Trump in the Wisconsin Supreme Court by voting for Brad Schimmel. It requires some sophistication and some specificity that we need to bring back into all these campaigns. And again, to the extent that the voters out there in Wisconsin and other places, I think they're okay with that. I realize we've got a lot of things going on. These are important things. Before you go into the polling place, spend some time figuring out what the reality is and what the civics of all of this really can support.
And I would really encourage you to check out the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They recently had an article on both Judge Crawford and on Brad Schimmel. If you feel you don't know enough about them, there are avenues for you to check that out. Mm-hmm. We can include those articles in today's show notes. Yep. If you've never checked it out before, after the show is over, Greg puts up our podcasts, and then includes show notes that include articles to things that we've talked about. If you would like to find out more, people are busy. We understand people are busy, and you have a life, and you don't have time for all of this. Yeah. That's why we try to help break things down a little bit and make it a little bit more digestible for us, too.
And you can also be smiling while you're reading through all of that, right?
It's so important to smile, Jim.
I was going to ask, on one of those door hangers, is President Trump even smiling?
No. It's a grimace.
He'd be so much more effective if he was smiling. That's really a shame. We're going to continue our conversation with Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers, Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, we will wrap up the show as we always do with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Let's Get Snappy edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. We are joined every week now at this time by our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel is here. We were talking about last night's Supreme Court debate between Judge Susan Crawford and former Attorney General and Elon Musk picked Brad Schimmel. We're going to move on, Jim, to something that has kind of been under the radar, but I do think it's really important that people understand what's going on. President Trump signed an executive order a couple of weeks back stripping lawyers at a firm called Perkins Coie of their security clearance and access to government buildings, essentially because he didn't like the clients they represented, right?
Well, that's right. And one of those clients, by the way, was a person named Hillary Clinton. She used to be a presidential candidate. She was our Secretary of State, a senator from New York, and happened to be the first lady, among other wonderful things that she has done in her career. Perkins Coie does represent a lot of individual campaign folks and also takes positions when these things come forward. Nothing wrong with that. That's what private law firms do all the time. They have clients who pay them to represent them in court. That is the American way. We've been doing that for 240 years. And so Donald Trump comes along and once again, in perpetuation of his view that I'm going to be your retribution,
right,
which he said during the campaign. Now I'm going to go after some of the law firms. We've gone after the media. We've gone after many other people. Let's go after federal employees who aren't doing any work. Let's now go after law firms. Let's go after the lawyers. Again, this is sort of Shakespearean. First thing we do let's kill all the lawyers, which again is not a lawyer joke. It's an invocation of the notion that lawyers keep us all honest. Thankfully, we also have a federal district court judge. And this is the other great news, Jane and Greg, that we've been talking about recently. We've got a judge named Beryl Howell. We have seen her a lot in many of these big cases, including some of the January 6th cases. She issues a temporary restraining order, says, no, Mr. President. Like all those other federal judges, we're approaching 50 now, who said, you can't do these things, Mr. President. And she says, you can't stop them from coming into federal buildings. You can't subject the firm's contracts with federal contractors to review. All those things are in violation of the First Amendment. And along the way, she says that she talks about how this is a different constitution. She criticizes Donald Trump, saying that it sends little chills down my spine that the Trump administration claimed it has the executive power to label people as threats and bar them from engaging with the government. She noted that many of the lawyers who worked in the Trump-related cases have since departed the firm, and the language, again, was overtly broad in targeting the firm. And indeed, the firm has come forward and said, we've got clients who are now leaving us. We've got clients who are now afraid by the intimidation of a president of the United States of America. This is a violation of the First Amendment, commercial rights, all kinds of things of the highest order. She'll have another hearing coming up next week. She will almost certainly make this a permanent injunction. It'll go up to the Court of Appeals, maybe to the Supreme Court. The issue which we always are concerned about is, will Donald Trump follow the law? And we have a judge saying, you can't do this. Well, or will he instead, as he's done in the past, say, I don't care?
Yeah.
And that's once again when we get the constitutional crisis.
Jim, isn't something like this the thing that sets the U.S. apart from so many other countries? We are able to hire legal representation and say, I don't like this thing the government did or is going to do to me, and I have the right to challenge that. What the Trump administration is saying, I don't want to hear any criticisms against my administration, and you don't have that legal recourse anymore.
And I will shut you down if I think you're going down that road. That should send chills up everyone's back, right?
Yes.
And Shane, you've got it just right. These things are not just in law school. Oh, they are. They're implicit and explicit every single day in law schools around the country. But we've got to recognize, I appreciate a good lawyer joke as much as anybody else does, and smiling through all those genuinely. But the reality is that it's precisely what you said, Jane. If I've got a reason to believe that I have been damaged in some way, a civil right has been trampled upon, I've got a property interest, something related to my family, my children, contracts, the commercial things that you talked about before, our approach in this country is you can go into courts, they're open. And most often, and this is a big issue in America, of course, I go to lawyers. Why? Because they know the system and they can represent me well. It's kind of like saying, I'll do my own surgery. You wouldn't do that in the medical area, right? So you go into court with someone who knows something about it. And indeed, we have said when it comes to criminal cases that you've got a constitutional right to an attorney. And there are an awful lot of people out there, including the state of Wisconsin, who are advocating now for something that is a next big and important step. It takes a lot of resources, but it's also the notion that maybe you've got a constitutional right to civil representation as well. That's a bit more controversial, but it underscores the fundamental notion that lawyers, again, in confidence with you, can figure out whether you've got a claim, can file a lawsuit, and can represent you, are obliged to represent you as aggressively as they possibly can. That's our system.
Jim Santel hosts Amicus, a law review every Saturday morning across the network from 9 to 11. Check it out. It is a great show. Thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate it. Keep smiling. Oh, wait, you don't have to. You're a man. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll discuss the Supreme Court debate and also a blood moon rising. We'll give you the details. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans. and they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration's withdrawn the nomination of Dave Weldon to head the CDC on the morning of his confirmation hearing. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi says support for him had withered.
Weldon is a former congressman from Florida. He served for 14 years. He, during that time, was a prominent anti-vaxxer, really casting questions on the efficacy of vaccines and whether or not it caused autism.
Thousands have been told to leave their homes in Southern California. CBS's Carter Evans says heavy rain could unleash destructive landslides.
It only takes rainfall rates of about a half an inch an hour to trigger mudslides and debris flows. It will be raining that hard through much of the morning.
Forecaster Kate Bilo says the storm system will be impacting other regions.
St. Louis, Missouri could get hit with devastating storms, and then that threat shifts down toward New Orleans and the Gulf Coast on Saturday before moving to the East Coast by Sunday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot.